Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I was going to call you guys.
Okay. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. This is Ginger, right?
Correct.
All right, Ginger, and you wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Well, I talked to somebody, and I'm not quite sure who it was.
Okay.
But, they had sent me an email that I was supposed to fill out, like, when I got the shot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But whomever sent it to me, it didn't come through.
Oh, okay. So well, it's okay. I can go ahead and just, we can go through the intake. It takes a couple moments. You didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay. And so you are willing to affirm under penalty of sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed any documents with any other firm, correct?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, and you are filing the claim on behalf of yourself, and you are a client, you are a resident and citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Okay, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera shot for at least 1 year?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They found it. Let me say this. They found it last year.
Oh, okay. And do you know the date of your diagnosis?
If you give me 1 second, I can tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Jesus. Let me see here. Okay.
Take your time if you need it. If you're in the middle of something.
No, I'm not. I'm driving, and it's just been one of them days.
Yeah. How are you doing today with the meningioma?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that.
I have another in January. I have an appointment. No.
Okay.
Don't wait. I do not have one in January. They just did an MRI yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it's to the best of your knowledge, just your date of diagnosis, and then...
Yeah. Wait, here we go. 2023 would have been... Let me see. 19. Nope, that's not the right one. So let's go to... Let me go back here.
What's your date of birth?
April 19th, 1966.
Okay. April 19th.
Would have been 23 because, here we go, let's see if that's it. Bingo. Can I take a guess?
I'm going to say.
Okay, I'm going to say July 7th. Is what I'm going to.
Okay, and if you need a
first in mind there.
Okay, if you have to change it when you talk to the attorneys, you can always do so. Yeah, it's to the best of your knowledge. So you're saying July 7th, 2023?
Correct.
Okay, and your date of birth was April 19th, 1966?
Correct.
Okay, did you have any friends or family members or anybody else that was injured with the Depo Provera shot at all that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And then you did consume and use the brand injectable, the Depo Provera, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then did you ever use the brand name prior to switching to a generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
They always gave me the brand name.
Okay, so you didn't use a brand name. Okay, you never switched.
No.
Okay, and then did you use Depo Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year? Four injections. Okay. Yep. And then did you use Depo Provera between 1992 through present date, which would be today?
I started in 94.
Okay.
And probably would have ended in 2016 when I turned 50.
2016 is when you stopped using it, but you didn't get diagnosed with the
first time. Okay. So
meningioma until last year, correct?
Right, because that's because okay. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you know what Guillain-Barré is.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré last year, and that's the first MRI I've ever had to have of my head, and that's when they found it.
Yeah, yeah. So you still have, you still fall under the discovery rule, so you're still eligible to file, and you used it up till 2016, which is fine because. 2005 was it, as long as it's after 2005, you're fine.
Okay.
So you felt you meet the requirements. What time, like just day and month, to the best of your knowledge, in 1994, did you start using it?
I would go July.
July 1st, 1994?
No. But see, my son was born June 27th, so you probably have to wait 6 weeks. So let me say, my guess would be the second week in August would be my guess.
So we'll do, second week in August would be like the 15th?
Sure, I guess so.
To the best of your knowledge, you got to pick the date. I can't pick it.
Yeah.
August 15th, 1994. Yeah. Then you stopped using it in 2016. When did you, day and month, when did you stop using it in
2016? Let me think. I have to take a guess because I have not a clue.
I know. And it was a long time ago, I know.
Yeah, 30 years ago. My son turned 30 this year.
I know.
Let's go June. I have not a clue. I mean, I suppose if I had to find out, I could, but...
June 1st, 2016.
Let's go June 1st, 2016. I would just... That's my best guess.
Okay. And then... Hold on 1 second. One moment.
No problem. I do not know who you are. So let's see. Let's ignore that.
All right, I just want to make sure you meet everything was good. Okay, everything looks good.
Okay.
What is your marital status at this time? Single, married, divorced,
married.
Or widow? Married? Okay.
Married, yes.
And can you confirm your gender for me, ma'am?
Female.
Okay. And then Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R?
Correct.
And then last name, C-U-E?
Correct.
Do you have a suffix in your name?
Nope.
Okay. And then can you verify your social for me?
478-746106.
What's the last four? Sorry.
6106.
Thank you. All right. 478-746106. Right?
478-746. Yes.
I know you got to say it to yourself three times. That's how
I have to. Yeah.
Okay. And then I have gingerq38@msn.com as your email. Your
Correct.
Phone number, your primary phone number, 563-599-9863. Your cell
Correct.
Phone. And what's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you?
Really doesn't make any difference except for Wednesday mornings. Wednesday mornings would have to be after 10. Any other day.
Afternoon. I'll put afternoon time.
Okay. Any other day doesn't matter.
What's your current mailing address?
12675 Brentwood Court, Piazza, Iowa, 52068.
All right. And that's a house?
Yes.
Okay. I have 12675 Brentwood Court, Piazza, Iowa, 52068.
Correct.
Okay. And then who was your diagnosing doctor for the meningioma?
Um, Let me think.
It's okay.
Because I had so many doctors last year when I had this thing, this Guillain-Barré thing, that I don't know. I honestly don't know, because, like I said,
who's your doctor? Who's your doctor that you for that diagnosis, or who's your otolaryngologist? Just put that.
Dr. Jeremy Greenlee. He's in Iowa City.
Okay, Jeremy Greenlee.
Yep. Just a second, I'll tell you.
I'll find him.
Okay. Yeah,
I
he's
got him.
In. Okay.
Yeah. He's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, he's one of them. He's the first one, and now I'm following with Connor Golden. He's in Medical Associates in Dubuque, Iowa.
Okay, wait. What's the other guy's name?
Connor Golden. He's another neurologist. He's a nurse practitioner neurologist.
Okay. Yep, I found him.
Okay.
He's a PA. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, they all kind of like work within each other, so just so you have an idea.
Yeah.
Do you know? Oh, go ahead.
It's insurance companies. They tell you where you can and cannot go. Well, I've been going to Iowa City now for what, a year and a half, almost 2 years. Well, now the insurance companies decided that I need to stay in Dubuque instead of going to Iowa City. I don't care either way, but my everything was down there, and now everything's down there has to be transferred back up here.
Yeah. What was the name of the hospital or the treating facility?
Mercy Hospital in Dubuque was one of them for the Guillain-Barré, and then University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinic was where I went for all the scans and whatnot.
Okay, so University of Iowa?
Of Iowa, yep.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, hold on 1 second. Hospital and Clinic, okay, I found it. Let me just get this address really quick. I'm putting it up. 200 Hawkins Drive in Iowa.
Yep.
All right. And then Jeremy Greenlee, he's still the neurosurgeon that's doing everything.
He did everything up until probably 2 weeks ago or so when they decided that I needed to stay in Dubuque and see Connor.
Okay. And then Connor Golden, PA.
Yep.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Dubuque. It's beautiful out there in Ohio or Iowa, right?
Yeah. Right now, 46 degrees.
How cold is it?
46.
Oh, my goodness. My godfather had a dad that lived out there, and he just inherited like 300 acres, right? And
so
he decided to retire. He just moved there last year. And
this isn't really that cold.
Yeah. But he just decided to retire out there and build a house for him and his wife. And yeah, I think this is going to be like their second winter. You said it's pretty cold.
Last year wasn't very cold, or here anyway.
Do you have any prior cancer diagnoses or no?
No.
No. Okay. And then what is the pharmacy that you use?
Walgreens, 55 JFK Road, in Dubuque.
55. Walgreens 55 in where? It's in Dubuque.
JFK in Dubuque or John F. Kennedy Road.
Yep, I found it. Thanks. So we have an idea. Perfect. I love that you know everything. You're on top of it. Some people have no idea, so this is great. I'm sorry for everything you have to go through. It's not fun. I know having to go get all those tests and things like that. Do you have medical records to show injuries of the party? You could provide if needed.
You get my medical records from Iowa City or Dubuque or
Okay.
don't.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate was to happen to you, Ginger. It's just so that we can ensure to continue the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they only will reach out to them if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. So I can put somebody that lives with you or doesn't, which up to you.
My husband,
Okay. And what's your husband's name?
Jeff.
JEFFCUE.
Yep.
And
Yep.
what's his phone number?
563-564-1147.
Perfect. All right. And up his spouse. All right. And then he's asking for his email, but I'm not going to put that. Okay. Was there any additional notes that you wanted me to go ahead and put up with the file that you can think of that would help support the case?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead and verify with you. Ginger, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You did want to meet the requirements to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Did not have an attorney. You're filing it on behalf of yourself. You are a resident and citizen of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year. Your date of diagnosis was 7/7/2023, and your date of birth is 4/19/1966.
Yep.
You did consume the brand name injectable. You never used generics. You always use the same, you said.
Correct.
You did at least for Depo-Provera for at least 1 minimum of year. Well, you said you did it for longer than that. You did it from 1994, 8/15/1994 to 6/1/2016, by which it was January 92 present date to, yes, meningioma was your medical problem, female. Ginger Sue, no, okay. 478-74-6106. Cell phone. I have your address. All right. I have everything correct, it looks like. I have Jeremy Greenlein as your doctor. You also have a UI Health Care Medical Center, and then Connor Golden in Dubuque. Okay.
Correct.
And we do have medical records you could provide if needed. You said you could get those. Okay. All right. Anything else that you wanted me to add to the file that you can think of?
That's what I can think of.
Okay. So let me just go like this really quick. Oh, facility. I forgot this one. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to just review.
Okay.
I'm just going to put just had it. You had an MRI yesterday, had a
Yeah.
MRI on, what does that mean? 11, 11, 24. Okay. It's asking for your email. So I'm just going to put your email instead of your husband's. All right. Let's see if this works. Okay. I'm sorry. You have used DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's really self-explanatory. The system's generating your documents right now for you to review and sign.
Okay.
It'll say Courtney at Mass Tort Strategies has sent you a DocuSign for you to review and sign. Again, make sure that the information is correct. as you sign it. And it'll be, it's coming through in just a minute. And then what I'll do as you're doing that, if you need to put me on speakerphone, I can walk you through it. But I'll send you the attorney's information and also my direct contact information to my desk. So at any time, if you have any questions and you need to get a hold of someone, you can contact me, okay?
Okay. Let me see if it came through.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure sometimes the... Make sure the social and your 419-1966, yeah, your address is... Address and your birthday is correct. Sometimes our system will populate. I don't know why. It has a mind of its own. Populate. Yeah, it'll populate like, you know, 1996, you know? Oh, okay. All right. So it should have came through. I texted to you and I sent it to your email. So whatever is easier for you to open. Yeah, then just let me know when you get to the...
Okay, hold on with you.
Yeah, yeah, take your time. Yeah, sometimes you might have to use, like, your finger to sign it.
Yep.
It's a little tricky. I know.
Okay, I must be done.
It'll say finished.
Yeah, and then it goes back up to...
Oh, if it goes back up, you might have missed a spot. Missed a tap.
It says printing.
It'll say like down, you can download or something. Let me look.
Let me see. Sign here. I did that. Got my address and everything. Got my name.
Did you press accept or adopt and sign? Confirm, start, yes, next.
Next. I got next. And then it says initials. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, you got to tap. Once you adopt and sign, you might have to use your finger to adopt and sign.
Got
yeah.
Got it. There, I think I got it all. I'm done signing.
Okay, perfect. So you can download them right away, or you can, it'll send you a PDF to your file.
Okay,
perfect. Or to your email, so you'll have records of everything that we talked about. Okay. I'm also sending you a text message from my direct line, which is a 949 area code.
Okay.
So you can save that number, and then I'm going to send you the attorney's information as well, so that you know who to keep an eye out for when they call. And,
okay.
I mean, give it like a week or so. I don't know how they may call you today. I don't know. It's been kind of in the air of like when they're actually going to call.
Okay.
But just keep an eye out for their phone number. And I'm going to send you 84 Pulaski's. Okay. So you're with Pulaski Law Firm. So it's going to be, I'm going to send it to you right now. So this is, the law firm that's going to call you. They're going to call you from a, hold on one second. Let me see if it's a 713. Okay. They're going to call you from, it's a 90. She didn't go to Angela. She went to the other one. Okay. So yeah, you went to, I assigned you to the other law firm because it's seems to be going faster. This is this one. Okay, so it is, they're going to call you. It's the law firms of Robin Law and Pulaski, and it's a 909 phone number. They're okay. located, their main office is in Houston. They have a couple different offices. But the website's on there too. I sent you all their information. But the 909-906-3862, it'd be smart to save that number, because when they call, that you know it's them. Then, of course, return their call in a timely manner. If you have any questions, Junior, don't hesitate to call me back. Again, remember, this is going to be a legal agreement between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then, again, any, like, documents or anything that you can get to obtain to help support your case, I recommend doing. And other than that, again, my sympathy goes out to you, and I hope that you get the compensation that you need.
Okay.
And deserve. Okay, Ginger, you have a good afternoon, and take care. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.